Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. Tonight, I want to talk about increasing our faith. And for me, this is one of my favorite messages because God has called me to increase people's faith. And as I look around, I see people who very much need their faith increased. And there's a faith in Christ for your salvation, and there's also faith in Christ for the many issues that we face day to day, whether it's for our health or for our finances or for a job, or for our parents, or for our children, or for our spouse, or for our future spouse. And many of these things just require faith on our part, just to believe that God is faithful, and God will do what He says He's going to do. And so tonight, I want to take you through what I call the walk of faith. And that is one of the trails on the ranch, where you can look and see in Scripture what Jesus has to say about faith. You can hear all kinds of motivational speakers, and they can tell you how to have positive mental attitude, or they can tell you how to have faith in faith and just to believe and to buck up and to do it. But I think we should take our example from a man who practiced what he preached, and that is Jesus Christ. In fact, he's more than just a practitioner of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:2 that Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. It is Jesus Himself who has given us faith, and Jesus Himself who perfects our faith and makes it work. And there's a lot of power in faith as we look through the 9 passages of Scripture that constitute the walk of faith. And I want you to take a look on your screen and just follow along with me, because some of these passages are just very telling and also very interesting, just to read with your eyes as well as listen with your ears to what God has to say to you about the power of faith. And so if you would look either at the message notes section, you can click on that on your screen, the message notes, or you can click at the bottom of the page at the ranch on any of the pages, you'll see something called the trails, and that is the boots at the bottom of the page. And you can click on the boots and then go to the walk of faith. And if you'd go there right now and just look at that first screen where there's a little lake on your left, you'll see a little screen that says a few things about faith. And if you would just go and read that while I play the piano and just ask God to minister to your heart tonight as we talk about increasing our faith. When I was finishing this message, I was just praying to God and asking that God would increase people's faith. And just at that moment, I got a knock, knock, knock on my screen. And if any of you use ICQ, you know that that knock, knock means that someone has just gotten online. And as I was saying, God, increase our faith, I heard this knock, knock, and I looked, and it said, Faith is online. And I have a friend, and she goes by a nickname, Faith. But it gave me encouragement that faith is online, that God very much wants to use this internet, and he wants to reach out to people around the world who may not be able to hear this message in a local church, or you may not be able to hear it because, for whatever reason, it's not being preached where you are. But through the internet, God is going to be able to bring some faith to you tonight online. So I hope you'll stick with me for the next half hour or so as we look through these scriptures about the power of faith. I believe this is a message from God that he wants to just encourage you that he is able to do the things that are impossible to you. Let's look at one of the first passages there of the trail of faith. If you go ahead and enter the trail, you'll be able to see a scripture that's Matthew 9, 27 through 30. And it talks about two blind men who were healed by faith. Reading from Matthew 9, verse 27. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, Have mercy on us, son of David. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and asked him this, Do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, According to your faith will it be done to you. Jesus came and said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? This is one of the powerful parts of my own testimony of how I came to Christ and how I was involved in a lifestyle that wasn't pleasing to God, and I wanted out of it. And I called out to God. I said, God, can you heal me? And God healed me, and he brought me out as I read this verse and as I reached out in faith and said, Yes, Lord, I believe. And Jesus said to me, Eric, according to your faith, it will be done to you. And just like the blind men, I was healed at that moment, and my eyes were opened in a certain sort of way to see what God had to do. So I believe that this passage has a lot to say about faith. And I believe that just like the blind were able to see, we are able to receive things from God by our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, this is not condemnation if you're lacking faith for certain things, because I go through many periods of lacking faith, and almost daily there are periods where I need God to increase my faith. And yet I hope it's encouragement to you that there is power in faith. Just by looking through the scriptures of what Jesus said, just by reading the word, God will increase your faith. So keep going with me as we look at a few passages. The next one, I want to wait for just a second, because I just want to say that if you're also lacking in faith, it is no problem at all to call out to God to say, Lord, increase my faith. The disciples did this on one occasion, and the man who was praying for his son who needed a healing, he did this on an occasion as well, and Jesus increased their faith in both cases. One of those was in Luke 17, verse 5 and 6. It says, The apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And he replied, If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Again, I mentioned that man who was praying for his son. This is in Mark chapter 9, verse 22. And it says that this man came, and Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has the child been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If I can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. And Jesus did what that man had desired. And the man had called out, he said, Help me in my unbelief. I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. So I want God to do that for you as well. And I want you just to call out to God. If as you're reading through this, you say, Lord, I do believe, and I do believe that Christ can do this. Now help me overcome my unbelief. Anything that's left in me that is unbelieving, Drive that out so that I can believe in you fully and trust in you fully. The next passage is Matthew 8, where a soldier's servant was healed by faith. Again, this is on your screen on the second page of the Walk of Faith, Matthew 8, verse 5 through 13. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. Jesus commended him for his great faith. He wasn't even an Israelite, and Jesus said, I only came to the lost sheep of Israel. But because of this man's great faith, Jesus said, it will be done just as you believed it said it would. You said it would, just as you believed it would. And the man was healed at that very hour. Another passage in Luke chapter 5. If you'll take a walk to the next page in the Walk of Faith. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 26. This is a story about a man who was forgiven by faith. Starting in verse 17, it says, one day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. You've probably heard this story before. This is where they lower him through the roof. But it's because they have great faith that Jesus can do it that they're willing to go and lower him through the roof. It says, when they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, and he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. I want to highlight the verse that it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Jesus is looking for faith. And when Jesus saw their faith, he did a miracle. He forgave his sins. He also healed the man of his paralysis. And Jesus, throughout Scripture, is looking for faith. God is looking for people who have faith. And then he can perform miracles. Then he can do incredible things through you that you can't do just by listening to motivational tapes. You can do great things by listening to motivational tapes. And you can get pumped up, but you can only do the best of what man can do alone. But when you have faith in God, you can do anything that God can authorize you to do, which is unlimited. God can take you to levels that you could never get to on your own. And this is one of the cases where it says when Jesus saw their faith, he not only healed the man, but he forgave his sin, something that only God could do. Look at Luke 18:8, which is not on your screen. But if you have your Bible there, I just want to highlight that Jesus is looking for faith, and when he comes back again, he will be looking for people with faith. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 8. It says, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" When the Son of Man comes, which is Jesus, will he find faith on the earth? I believe God is looking for people who will exhibit faith, who will act in faith, who will walk in faith. And when he comes back, he's going to be very pleased when he sees people walking in belief that God is who he says he is. And as we do that, we're able to overcome our unbelief because we'll see God do things through us that we couldn't do on our own. Let's go on to another verse. This is in Luke chapter 8. And this is a dead girl who was raised to life by faith. Again, I'm not just going through the miracles of Jesus. There are a number of miracles of Jesus. I'm just highlighting those that specifically say that it was because of someone's faith that the miracle took place. It was because of their faith in Christ that something happened. So those are the verses that I'm trying to point out of these scriptures. So listen for those as we go through some of these stories that you may or may not be familiar with. Luke chapter 8, verse 41. "Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman," I'm going to skip the woman's story, I'll come back to it in a minute. The story goes on, and as after Jesus does something with that woman, in verse 49 it says, "While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. 'Your daughter is dead,' he said. 'Don't bother the teacher anymore.' Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, 'Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed.'" Sometimes people tell us things that we need to listen to Jesus and not to what people tell us. We need to just turn to Jesus and say, "Jesus, what is your word on this? What do you say about this? I hear people telling me things. In fact, they look like it's exactly the way they tell me. It looks like my daughter is dead," you'll find out. But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Here's a dead girl who was raised to life by the faith of Jairus. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." Again, in the midst of that story, they got interrupted on their way to the house, and there was a woman who had been bleeding for many years, and she was healed by faith. Here's another story. Right in the middle of this, as they're heading for this dead girl's house, as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. These are the words of Jesus, the master of faith, the man who walked on water, who healed the sick, who raised the dead. And he said to this woman, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." It is God who does the healing, but he does it through our faith. And in a few weeks, I hope to have on the parents of the people who sang last week on the broadcast. If you happened to see last week's, or if you didn't, I'd encourage you to go back and take a look at Chuck and Lynette Giacinto and listen to them sing. But their parents went through a healing episode that was very much like this, where the wife was about to die, and from Mayo Clinic and various credible places, they gave her only weeks to live. They said, "Just go home. There's nothing else we can do for you, and you are going to die." And that was many years ago, maybe 20 years ago now. And I hope you'll be able to hear it from their mouths. As they came to Christ, someone shared with them, someone from the husband's office shared with them about Christ and asked if they could pray. And they prayed, and she was healed. And it was so transformational that the husband, who had been very much a drinker, heavy, heavy drinker, he was instantly healed after coming to Christ because of this episode. And he now pastors a church. And this is just another remarkable story of how Jesus can just bring these things about in our lives and can just cause a transformation that even changes what doctors' opinions are. We can never be sure what's going to happen to us until we hear the last word from Jesus. Jesus is the final authority on what is going to happen to us. So I want you to come to Jesus, to believe in Jesus, and to follow Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Stick with me as we go through just a few more stories, because I want to increase your faith as much as possible, and I want to give you just a few more here. This is in Matthew. Chapter 21, starting with verse 18. And this is the fact that trees and mountains can be moved by faith. Matthew 21, in verse 18, says, "Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, 'May you never bear fruit again.' And immediately the tree withered." This is Jesus said that. "When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. 'How did the fig tree wither so quickly?' they asked. Jesus replied, 'I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, "Go throw yourself into the sea," and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Another passage here. Peter, walking on the water, he walked by faith. This is in Matthew 14. And you'll also notice that he sank by doubt. Matthew 14, starting in verse 25. "During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Here's a passage where Jesus specifically tells Peter, "Come." Jesus gave him a command. Jesus told him what to do. Jesus said, "Come." Now, if Jesus calls you and tells you what to do, we can trust him, and we can follow him, and we can know that he's going to carry us through it. And Peter believed him. How do we know Peter believed him? Because Jesus stood up and stepped out onto the water. Peter heard the call of Jesus, and Peter got up and stood up and walked out on the water. And he walked forward, but then he saw the wind and the waves, and he got scared. And it says, "Oh, why did you doubt? You of little faith," is what Jesus says to him. Jesus actually gives him a rebuke, and whether it was just a lighthearted rebuke of, "Oh, you've got little faith, why did you doubt?" He certainly welcomes him back into the boat. He reaches down, he pulls him up, and everyone in the boat, as they see the wind and the waves die down, they say, "Truly you are the Son of God." They were convinced. His lack of faith lasted for only a moment as he was able to be rescued by Jesus. Jesus then later raised him up to be the head of the church. So we can very much go through these episodes of doubt. We can go through these, and Jesus will continue to pick us up. He's not trying to beat us down. He's trying to increase our faith. He's trying to show us through whatever way he can. And sometimes he has to take us through very many trials, and he is always trying to increase our faith higher and higher and higher. Sometimes I just think, boy, Lord, I couldn't have any more faith. And then within minutes, God shows me that I have such a puny little faith. And he knocks me back down again and just says, okay, now jump a little higher. God just wants to reach you up a little bit higher. And he pulls me up and he pulls me up and he keeps increasing my faith. And I'm sure that's why he's called the author and perfecter of our faith. And it's going to continue the rest of our lifetime. But it's also been very powerful as he increases my faith more and more that he's able to do more and more through me. And he can do more and more through you. And he can do it just as he did through the scriptures long ago. Jesus wants to increase our faith. Another point about that is that sometimes we are walking forward just in our own faith in faith. Jesus hasn't necessarily called us to do something, and that's why we sink. Now that's a whole different story, and that is where sometimes we just really need to discern the will of God. We need to understand if Jesus is calling us forward or if we're just doing it in our own accord. That's for a whole other topic. But when Jesus has called you and you've sensed that call and you see what he's wanting you to do, whatever it is, God may very much want you to do exactly what you're doing right now. And as long as you have faith that that is what God has called you to do, and you believe that that is what God has called you to do, he will be able to honor that. God wants us to walk forward in faith, whatever he is calling you to do. Another one, there's two more here, and then I just want to pray with you that God would increase your faith even tonight. This is in Matthew 15, verse 21, and a girl was healed by the faith of her mother. Matthew 15, verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Again, Jesus commends her faith. Jesus said, Woman, you have great faith. And he granted her request. Faith sometimes has to be very persistent. I don't know how it is. I don't know why it is all the time. Again, this woman was not even an Israelite whom Jesus said he came for at that time. And he sent the disciples out later to go to the Gentiles, meaning the non-Israelites or the non-Jews. So it's always been in his plan to save the entire world, regardless of their current religion. But Jesus very much was hesitant on this one, and yet the woman was persistent, and the woman showed great faith, saying, You can do it, and I know you even came for us too. And so I want you to come boldly to Jesus, come with persistence to God, and as you demonstrate great faith, God will commend you for that. And he will say, Your request is granted. Luke 7:36 is our final passage that I want to look at. And this is a woman who was saved by her faith. And there are various healings, various incredible things that happen. But when a woman is saved, when a man is saved, it is one of the most miraculous things that God can do for us. Luke 7, verse 36 through 50. Even if you've read this story before, I hope you'll read with me and just listen anew as you hear how God can work in your life. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, Who is this man? Who is this who even forgives sins? And Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. It was the woman's faith that saved her. When we come to Christ, it is our faith that saves us. It's by God's grace, through faith, that we can receive salvation, the gift of eternal life. We can receive the forgiveness of sins. Anything we do comes through faith. We are healed by faith. We are forgiven by faith. We are restored by faith. We can move forward by faith. God has put such an incredible power in faith that it works even if you put your faith in something secular, something non-religious. But when we put our faith in Christ, that is when the miraculous can occur. That is when we can be taken beyond the levels of just human ingenuity, but to the levels that God has planned for us. I want to pray that God would increase your faith. I want to pray that God will speak to you, that God will tell you that He is real. If you have doubted God's existence up until this point, I can assure you that He is alive, He is working, He is very much active in the world today, and He's going to send Jesus back again. And He said He would do it very soon. We don't know how soon that might be. But I believe when God says it's soon, it will be soon. And so I want you to be prepared. And when Jesus comes back, will He find faith on earth? I pray that He does, and I pray He finds it in you and in your life. Let me pray for you that God would increase your faith. And let's just call out together. Lord, we just pray that You would increase our faith. God, I know the struggles that people are having. I've prayed with many people who are going through struggles, Lord, in financial areas, in relationship areas, in forgiveness areas. Lord, in issues with friends and spouses and jobs, with ministry calls, Lord, with directions in their life, with facing the end of their life, with facing death and terminal illness, Lord. God, I don't know why You choose sometimes to heal and why You choose not to, Lord. My wife and I have known that we have prayed with full faith for things, that we've seen them not come to pass. But God, I don't want to base what happens in my life on my own experiences. I want to base it on the Word of God. And You say everything is possible for him who believes. Lord, this is Your word, and we stand on it. God, and I have seen this happen time and time again in my life and in the lives of people around me, Lord, enough to know that I'm willing to call out again and just say, Lord, heal me. Lord, bless me. Lord, fill me with Your Spirit. Lord, increase my faith. And I pray that those watching this, whether tonight live or whether later in the week or a few years later, Lord, whenever they are watching this, that You would use this message to increase their faith beyond what they could imagine, Lord. And I pray as they see their faith released by Jesus, the author and perfecter of their faith, that they would experience the power of God, that they would feel You working in their life, that they would see it demonstrated before their eyes in a way that is undeniable. Lord, I pray it would happen this very day for them. I pray it would happen this very week for them, Lord, as they go forward. And I pray, God, it would happen for me and Lana in various issues that we are praying and trusting in You to be faithful, Lord, because we do believe You're faithful. We know You are, and we trust You to do it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you've never given your life to Christ, I hope this encourages you to do it. If you've sinned, I want you to know that there's a record of your sins, unfortunately, and it's recorded, it says, in a book in heaven, a book like this that says there are things in your life that you've done or thought or said that are against God, and God wants to forgive you of those things. And the way that you do it is by believing in Jesus, because imagine this is you. God loves you very much, but he hates the things, some of the things that are written in the book, and he's got to punish that sin. So he did it by sending Jesus into the world. And when Jesus died on the cross, he took his sins, our sins, upon him, so that now we could be free to come to God. If you'd like to have that happen in your life, you just have to say, Jesus, I am sorry for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins so that I wouldn't have to, and I could have life abundant with you forever. And Jesus will forgive you of your sins, just like the woman who he forgave when she demonstrated her faith by wiping his feet with her tears. Jesus loves when you put your faith into action and demonstrate to him that your faith is real. And Jesus will, by your faith, forgive you and honor that request. I pray that you would do that even now, even today, and don't let a day go by, because he will come back soon and he will be looking for his people. And his people are those who believe in him and believe that God raised him from the dead. Thanks for coming to the ranch, and I hope you'll come back again. Maybe in a few weeks we'll be able to hear this story live from this couple who was miraculously healed by the power of God through faith. And I hope that you'll be encouraged that God is alive and can work in your lives too. Thanks for coming. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.